One would be what I call the mud years, when we had extremely wet harvests, and it became very difficult to harvest the crop. And they seemed to occur at the same time as low grain prices. So there you were, fighting the mud and piling up this damp grain, which is out of condition and not going to keep very long, and getting a low price for it, and having to dry it at the same time. Mud always wins. You don't win against mud. We tried everything. Farmers would buy track combines, try to put tracks on their swathers to float on the mud, and at great cost, and it wasn't too effective. So the mud years are a vivid memory, and I had three of them: 1968, 1985, and 1993. I have no trouble naming them all.
That's something. So 68 was one of those years, and my father sold the firm in 69.
Is
So I guess
that right? He went through the mud. I know what he went through.
he
Prices were low. Sales to Russia collapsed in 97, which was produced a beautiful crop. Prices tumbled down. There was no sale for wheat. And
You said 97?
oh, I'm sorry,
67?
67.
67.
In 1968, prices were very low. I had mounds of this damp grain in the yard. What to do with it? I ended up drying quite a bit on the farm.
You could buy grain dryers, machinery.
Yeah, dryers were available. They were propane heated and dried the grain.
So that's an expense.
It's an expense, and it's difficult to remove moisture from grain. It is difficult. It's a slow process. You would spend 2 to 3 hours, depending on the amount of moisture in the grain,
What the
to get it
sun
out.
does at no expense to us is difficult to duplicate, eh?
It's expensive. You're burning propane big time. That's a big burner, and a diesel tractor running all day long. And then we'd bin it because there was no sale for it. So that stands out in your memory.